This is the Intuition Sessions. You're listening to Session 5. What is the ego? Our ego is a protective device that's a symptom, not the cause of fear. It's our cape and mask, a costume, a persona, a false self, our armored self, that keeps people at a distance, but that also stops us from being more of who we really are. It's the conscious, rational part of our personality that seeks instant gratification, makes moral judgments, but is also responsible for instincts that are essential to our survival. This part of our personality is very concerned with social norms and our conscience, and is driven by moral codes that we internalized earlier in life. Depending on what our experiences are, we might be unaware of the unclear view we have of ourselves that's obstructing us from being our best self. Examples include being uncompromising and getting stuck in modes of thinking and behavior that keep us in a child role, trying to please others to get what we didn't get in childhood. It's anything that we do that focuses on making us superior or inferior, and it ultimately leads us to doing things for the wrong motives when we don't see ego and fear for what they are. In recognizing this, we can see that our inner critic is just a form of ego. Breaking fear down even further so that we can recognize the ego element to it helps us to get really clear about what we're hearing and why. Our ego needs to know what's going to happen in the future. It positively hates uncertainty, which is the big clue that it and fear are doing the talking. It wants ironclad guarantees. It's concerned with winning and losing, right versus wrong. It speaks to and even tap dances all over our wounds. It's narcissistic in its approach. You can't criticize me. I'm way better than him or her. They don't get to decide whether or when this relationship ends. I know best. I know everything already. My experience is more painful or important than anyone else's. You can't teach me anything. You can't teach me nothing. No one's going to tell me what to do. What can I get out of this? It's all about me. You/they will pay for this. Ego is primarily concerned with how things look, not how things are. It does not care about character, as in who you are and what you do, even when no one is watching. This is despite how moralistic it is. This is why there is a gap between what humans say, think, and do. It's about persona. Ego switches sides. It shapeshifts. It gets wounded. It uses the past against you. It peddles fear as facts. It victimizes you. It loves a catastrophe. Ego is the state we're in as a result of being in fear and believing that only a false version of us is safe. This means that when things don't go according to plan, when we feel scared, the ego will battle to protect the false version of us that the experience is providing the opportunity to let go of. So, for example, if we're romantically involved with someone who we have pretended to be something we're not in order to win them over, when they turn out not to be who we hope they would be, fear kicks in, ego kicks in. Rather than recognize that this is one of those much-needed life lessons about not presenting a full self so that we can recognize others that do, fear and ego, if we listen, will cause us to double down on the pretense out of fear of being vulnerable and getting out of our comfort zone. The ego will still encourage us to try and get what we thought we would from the person. The ego is like a bull in a china shop. The more you let ego dictate, the more problems you run into. When your ego, not your true self, is taking center stage and running your life, you grapple with a lot of fear. Here are signs of ego-driven thinking and behavior. Making you special, the best of the worst. Trying to control others. Doing what might be good things, but for the wrong reasons. So hidden agenda, hidden motives. Thinking that people are thinking all the thoughts that you do about you. You think they're thinking about you as much as you are and basing their character, persona, and actions on you. Lacking empathy and compassion for you. Often expecting far more of you than you do of others and holding judgments over you for long periods of time. trying to get a narcissist or in fact anyone to make you the exception to the rule of behavior. Lacking empathy and compassion for others at times, maybe harshly judging them and assuming, for instance, that they should be happy or able to be or do better at something because they have what you want. It's judging them because you deem them to have less problems than you. Seeing you as the answer to other people's problems. Assuming that you are the only person who can save them. Focusing on blame. This includes seeing you as 100% responsible for something that you are not, or believing that if you had been a better, more worthy child, your parents would have been different. Trying to have the last word, focusing on being right/wrong or being the winner/loser. Treating people as a means to an end, being in get mode, and so someone could, for example, be treated as a source of attention, a way to get back at someone similar to them from your past. Trying to catch self-worth. Focusing on secondary values, so how things look, not how things are. You ignore character and whether someone or something is in harmony with your core values, who you are and where you want to go, because of appearance, status, money, hobbies, an interest, persona, etc. Competing with others over looks, money, status. Being willing to lose now with the aim of winning big later. So, for example, seeking revenge or allowing you to get hurt now by someone so that you have the leverage to get what you want at a later date. Talking over or even shouting over people you've asked for input from. Continuing with a role in spite of how painful it's becoming. Trying to manage people's perception of you without doing the required actions. Having a zero-sum game mentality. If someone gains, you see it as your loss. So you see you getting what you want as needing to be at the expense of someone else not getting it. Initiating conflict, wanting to control the discussion and responses, and getting wounded if people don't respond in the way you determine that they should. Letting your need to be needed dictate your actions and choices. Trying to keep someone in your back pocket as a fallback option. Not seeing anything wrong with saying or doing whatever it takes to keep them as your safety net. Assuming that because you feel good about something that the other person does too, even though it might not be healthy or fair. Thinking that someone should be flattered that you want to give them the time of day. Using people. Telling yourself or others that they can't do better. Acting from a place of superiority or inferiority.